1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Oh, we got a doozy one for you today, friends. I'm telling you. Woo! Did we stir up the hornet's nest or what? We'll get to that. I'm telling you, it was a good one. I got them fighting each other now, friends. Well, here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I got to tell you something. I just got to be transparent. This is transparent radio. Right before we do our radio show, we always pray. And at the end of the prayer, the Lord just told me, Bradley, you know what? I don't want Stephanie doing the intro anymore. And it's like, okay,
Was the intro that bad yesterday?
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. I'm surprised you didn't say, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. I just got to kind of flow out of you.
You know, I thought it rolled off my tongue like smooth butter.
Oh, yeah, it was.
You know what? Call it 1-866-233-0747. Let me know what you thought of the intro.
No, this is her.
I was pretty happy.
No, this is vindictive radio. That's vindictive. She's trying to get
live.
One. Remember the last time I said, you know what? Now we're going to get someone to call in and actually acknowledge.
That's right.
Yeah, that you started to sing, and sure enough, the phone's lit up. 1-866-233-0747. Always at my expense. But, folks, I do want to let you know that you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. We call her Stephanie. Joy. Hi, Steph.
Hello, Bradley.
We'll get back to you in just a second here. Welcome to the show again, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Facebook. We have literally, I think we've had over a couple thousand friend likes just over the last week, and we appreciate that. On my personal fan page, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, we've had over 5,000 just this week. So I do want to tell you thank you very much for taking the time, for listening, and for responding. If you'd like to check out those pages, one is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. They include my articles, so on and so forth. And you can also go to my personal page or my fan page, which is Bradley Dean. Like them both if you would. Bradley Dean, again, double E. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts. And again, friends, just to let you know, phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We love to hear what you have to say. And 53 countries are listening, as are their several affiliates across the United States of America. Not one, not five, not 10, not 15, 20, 25 folks. Much, much more. So you got a lot of folks listening to you on the Sons of Liberty. One more point, folks. I have to always let you know that this is not just talk radio. This is do radio, because we always want to show you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. And as George Washington rightly said, deeds not words. And where did he get that from? Well, he derived that from Scripture, 1 John 3:18. That's why in each radio show with 1 John 3:18, I love you by what I do, not by what I say, because it was the Lord that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. I want to show the Lord how much I love him, not by what I say, but by what I do. And by the way, nowhere in Scripture, listen to me carefully, nowhere in Scripture, here's one of these, no way, that's not what I was told. Nowhere can you find in Scripture Jesus Christ telling anybody that he loved them. Nowhere. I'm just waiting for someone to get jacked up about this. Nowhere. You can't find it. My little children, he said, we're not to love neither in word or in tongue, but by deed and truth. Nowhere did Jesus Christ ever tell us that he loved us, but he did show us. He showed us through the cross that he suffered for the sins of the world. And what was the cost?
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall be saved.
Amen. And should not perish, but have everlasting
Amen.
Life. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And the pretty little princess is going to tell you just why that is.
Well, it's because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And speaking of turning talk radio into do radio, we are getting ready to go out and do some more. We're excited about this. Sons of Liberty is going to be on the road again starting next week. We'll keep you posted. I know everyone's kind of biting their fingernails right now in anticipation, saying, where are they going? Are they coming to a city near me? Well, you know what? We'll keep you posted on that, so just relax a little bit. Don't worry. You can still hear us live every day, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And, of course, 2 hours, so you get doubly blessed.
See, now, right now you're doing pretty good. It's not like you're, you know, reading off.
Okay,
or it's not scripted,
about
and
that.
I think it's great.
About that paper, you know.
I don't mean to keep highlighting your errors, honey.
Yeah,
but
I know. Okay, so yesterday you were a little late.
Yep.
So I had to do the intro. That was the first time ever I have read that intro.
Okay, I have it so memorized. Hello,
you
friends,
do.
As well as few enemies. Scott for
you. Sound natural.
Yeah,
you sound
great. I am natural because I'm not looking at it. It's in my heart.
Right. Exactly. Because
yeah.
You've said it like 2,000 times.
At least.
That was my first time saying it yesterday. I'm trying to like read it correctly. It wasn't like hello.
Honey, are
friends.
We talking about slow children here? Because if you want me to talk about slow children, I will bring up slow children.
Well, our children are very speedy.
I'm not talking about my children. I'm talking about
the
Lord's children. I'm talking about the Lord's child, namely
yes.
The pretty little princess.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry if I read that a little off kilter. But, you know, it's a good thing that you're here to the intro. I'm here to assist you. You're Batman. I'm okay. Pretty princess.
This is self-justification.
I don't want to say Robin because that would be degrading myself.
Oh, it stinks like an old package of cheese in someone's pocket.
All right. Well, we got to get to this.
Okay.
We have the product of the week. Of course, every week we have a product of the week that we highlight. And this week, it is the prayer that rocked the Capitol on DVD. Now, the kicker, like I always say, is those sons and daughters of liberty get 25% off the product of the week, not just 1 week, not just 2 weeks, but every week. Isn't that awesome? Well, it's talking about May 20th, 2011. Preacher Bradley Dean was invited to deliver the opening prayer at the Minnesota House session. Dean delivered a prayer that called for us all to unite under the Constitution's directives, honor the sacrifice of our veterans, and to return to the foundation and the founder of our country, namely Jesus Christ, acknowledging America's godly heritage. Now, that all sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, it is. That's not how they reported.
So this DVD is great, because what it does, it takes you behind the scenes, shows you what really happened that day.
Yeah.
What in the world did you say that was so offensive?
I'm exposing the media for what they are. They first started out saying that I was a bigoted, hated, a hateful preacher.
That's
and then
right.
It went from that, I was calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Then it went from Then it went from my clothes to me calling or actually putting Barack Hussein Obama's faith on the altar. Well, everybody should put every representative. Representative's faith on the altar.
The proof is
in
the pudding.
That's
you know
exactly
men by
right.
their fruits. And in fact, we had a local TV station here go after
several
us.
Of them.
Yeah, the state fair. I'm speaking of this.
Oh,
what
oh.
they did was they resorted to Dean's the same guy that basically said offensive things about homosexuals in his prayer. And what I loved about it, you put a video piece together. You said, I'll give so much money to whoever can find me talking about homosexuals in the prayer. There was not one word.
No, of course. Remember, just want the people to take everything that they say for face value, and to the people's discredit, they fall for it, and they shouldn't. We need to wake up. That's why you have the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You're going to come back with Bradley Dean and the Pretty Little Princess. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Dr. Gina here, author of Ladies and Gentlemen, and also a talk show host. And you should know something. Most talk show hosts don't tout the talents of other talk show hosts, but I have to do it because Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are essential in fortifying us and equipping patriots to take back this nation. I am a bona fide fan of Bradley Dean and of his family and of his organization. His unabashed faith in all things is just totally impressive and out of the box for most commentators. And hey, he sued Rachel Maddow. Who does that? Well, Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. So join me, Dr. Gina, in listening to and supporting all that they do. Go boldly now and live the truth, as I like to say. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in all they are doing to take back this country.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Gina. That was so nice.
Yeah, you know what she did when we first met her? We actually seen her in Florida at Liberty Council's event.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing she did is she looked at Stephanie. And she basically, oh, is that funny? What did she say?
I think she said something. I can't say this out loud because then it looks like you have to say what she said.
No, well, you got to say it because you probably have it all ingrained into your spirit because you so absorbed it.
It was something
she absorbed
like
it into her ego line.
You have a beautiful wife or something like that.
Yeah, that was.
I was wondering if she needed glasses.
I mean, I really felt like if I had a squirt gun with vinegar in it, I'd have probably shot her with it.
But you know what? You told me that you said, well, of course.
Hey,
what
guys,
do you expect?
I'm just being transparent. These are thoughts that go through me. If I had a vinegar.
Okay, say it again. I missed it a little bit.
Okay. These are the thoughts that go through me. If I was there and I had a squirt gun filled with vinegar.
Vinegar.
I think I would have probably sprayed her.
That sounds horrible.
Honey, I'm 6'5". Okay.
Oh, totally you're mad that she acknowledged me.
Oh, no,
I
wasn't mad at all. You're the one that tells me I look like Elvis with long hair.
Yeah, you're
I'm
studly.
6'5", I'm massive.
I think you got a little bit
see,
over
you're
Elvis,
the one that
though.
Blows my head up to think this way.
That's right.
And I'm totally kidding, but in all seriousness, that she
was
did
very,
say that.
That yes. was very nice, yes. Gina. Thank you so much. Touche, I feel the same way about you. You are
Touché.
A beautiful lady.
Oh.
Thank you, Gina. See these big words I'm learning?
Touché.
You know, we need to give out that
Aren't you just cooler than everybody else here?
Touché.
Wow.
Thank you, Gina. We appreciate that. But we want to give out the phone number as well. If you want to get that Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD, it's 1-866. Back to the prayer. 1-866-233-0747. We have our friendly operator standing by. 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online at shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, also, you know, I give the responses. We had actually a nice response on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We posted a video about President Barack Obama and abortion.
Yep.
We were talking about this yesterday, asking the question, so who is really behind abortion and the industry anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a great response saying, I love you, man. You're my soul brother, after he watched that video, speaking of you. So I think it's very cool that people are responding and saying, listen, we're of like mind here. I feel the same way you do. It's encouraging to have the words as you're on the forefront, really bringing these things to the attention of people that so many people don't want to talk about.
Well, just think if the conservatives of the day and the professed church in America would have been doing their job from the very get-go, and they haven't left, that they haven't become derelict of duty before a just and a holy God, we wouldn't have abortion at all. We wouldn't be talking about 57 million babies. We wouldn't have lost one baby.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is a good question to ask yourself, you know, churchgoers out there, just say, when was the last time I heard my pastor speak about the issue of abortion or homosexuality or the hot topics of the day, standing up for righteousness, fighting against sin and the evils that we see in this world? And if you can say, I've never heard him talk about this issue before, you might want to ask yourself, is that really the church that you should be going to?
Of course, it's not a church.
Exactly.
Okay, they're Protestants. Protestant has meaning. Now, I want you to picture with me, if you would. Let's just go to a bigger outlet, a state-run media outlet, okay? Let's have a pro-abortionist there, and let's have an anti-abortionist there. This is how they talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a pro-lifer, right? And what we have is the modern conservatives having one that agrees with abortion and one that doesn't agree with abortion debating, well, the baby is at a distance, ready to come out of his mother's womb, with a doctor at the call of a corrupt government giving it license to go ahead and chop that baby's head off when it comes out of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the conservatives are doing. You know what they're doing? You know what the professed Christians are doing for the most part, friends? You know what the patriots are doing, the professed patriots of America are doing today? They're talking.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking while the baby's looking for someone to stand up and fight for his life so he can get out and have an opportunity that we all that have been protected by the laws and we've had good mothers that agreed with God have given us as an opportunity to live. But yet we have these older people that are sitting there saying, well, what say you? And, well, what say you? I don't really care what a pro-murderer has to say. I'm not asking for their opinion. I'm agreeing with God. And he that saith, I know him, speaking of God, Christians, and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. And the problem with America is I can talk to Tea Party and church and high school assembly, and I can go to youth groups all over the country, and I can ask them, did you hear what I said? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is in him. It's not in him. You know, they would say, well, what commandments are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the love. Okay, well, what is the fulfilling of the law? That is love. Because we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is the law and the prophets. But wait a second. How do you love your brother if you don't know, what God's will is concerning our love towards God? Because the Bible says in Romans 5:5 that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost has been given unto us. We all love God, we say. But how many actually know the Ten Commandments? Oh, well, that doesn't really matter because love is the fulfilling of the law. Wait a second. Let me give it to you this way. I'm to love my neighbor as myself. And if I'm to love my neighbor as myself, how am I going to do that if I don't first love God according to the rule of his government and his law and his will? Okay? For example, it says this in Romans 13, just off the cuff here. Well, thou shalt not commit adultery. Here is the fulfilling of the law. If you don't want me to commit adultery with your wife, then don't commit adultery with my wife. Well, how did you know that you shouldn't commit adultery in the first place? See, scripture comes into play and it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And scripture also tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. We all call ourselves Christians, but how many really walk the straight and narrow and actually understand what they're talking about when they're talking about Christ, if they talk about Christ?
You know, that's a great point. When we go into churches and we say, how many of you love the Lord? Everybody raises their hand. They love the Lord. They're Christians. And then you say, okay, how many of you can name 3 of the 10 commandments? And hardly anybody's hand go up. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
That's right.
How can you keep his commandments if you don't even know what they are in the first place?
Okay.
This is common sense.
John 14:21 is where you're at. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. God said, if the love of God is in your heart, friends, how can you not protest? If the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart, how can you not speak out against those that are advocating the murder of innocent babies in the womb?
And you know the sad part.
You can't.
And
no.
The sad part about it is, and you're talking about when they sit there and they debate, and what does this side say? What does that side say? As they debate, as they capitulate, as they talk, 3,700 babies a day get slaughtered in their mom's womb.
By a corrupt government that gives these people license to murder in the first place, and the American people are not to subject themselves to such rule.
In what should be the safest place on earth, their mother's
That's
wombs.
Right.
You know, as you mentioned before,
God hates hands that shed innocent blood, friends.
Amen. As you mentioned before in the show, we were doing a high school assembly one time in North Dakota. And only one time did a girl come up to you, and she had a problem with the issue of abortion. And she came up and started talking to you about it. And she said, well, I've got a problem with the issue of abortion. And you looked at her and you said, well, good thing your mama didn't.
That's right. That was it.
And it just shut her mouth to say, wow, that's a good point. You know, if your mother didn't give you life, you wouldn't even be here to have a quote-unquote choice to make.
But look at how far the radicals are taking it. Now they're saying it's a war on women, and they're murdering the babies.
And the thing is,
the thing is you have these conservatives saying, well, what say you? Well, what say you? And they stand in the center as some sort of arbiter, afraid to actually stand on the side of the law. Our laws condemn such crimes. But we've pushed ourselves so far away from right and wrong. The reference maker, who is that? Well, he that we go to for making reference as to what right and wrong is. It's a good thing that God gave us a knowledge of right and wrong, because if he didn't, and your parents, because if he didn't, you wouldn't be here today.
Exactly. And they mask it by saying, well, we support women's health.
Yeah, baloney.
We support
as they're making
this or that.
Billions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. You know, you were talking yesterday, Stephanie. Let's just roll down this road for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting that everybody complains about how bad Hitler was and how bad Mao Zedong was and how bad Stalin was, but yet the American people on their watch have watched 57 million babies be murdered in the womb? Hey, friends, guess what? That's all 3 of them together.
Yep, that was more than during Hitler's Holocaust.
All 3 of these tyrants, America has allowed more babies to be murdered than all 3 of these guys put together did in their little murder sprees. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got the Pretty Little Princess to my right. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Real quick, as I usually take a couple minutes just to ask you to support this ministry for saying what needs to be said and doing what needs to be done according to our Heavenly Father and according to Constitution, a law, and our Republic, I would ask that you would consider supporting this ministry. And if you'd like to do that, please go to 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And if you'd also like to go online to donate, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Steph, can you sew that point up? Make that point, and let's roll to the next topic.
Amen. And we appreciate all your support. Just to sew it up, have you ever asked yourself this question? Do you have any idea who is responsible for the most deaths in U.S. history? An article titled Obama to Headline at Murderer's Gala on GodfatherPolitics.com, the person who wrote this article said this, and I quote, "Most people I ask that question to say war or the military. Believe it or not, the total amount of U.S. deaths caused by war, both military and civilian, since the Revolutionary War is about 1.3 million. War also accounts for 2.7 million wounded, so the total of casualties of war since the start of our nation are around 4 million dead and wounded. However, war is far from being the leading cause of inflicted death in the United States. It's not guns either, in case you're going there next. According to the CDC and the Guttmacher Institute, abortions are the number one cause of inflicted death in the entire history of the United States."
It's incredible.
It is.
It's absolutely incredible. Let's jump topics real quick, friends. Democratic judge steps down after being caught texting prosecutors tips to win a case. Did you hear what I said? A judge steps down after being caught texting prosecutors tips to win a case. the case. Let's make reference to one of the presidents that actually knew what he was talking about in this particular case. I didn't say he was good. I didn't say he was bad. But I am saying what he said here was exactly right on the money. He said, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress, that's the voice of the people, those are our representatives, friends, and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution. Abraham Lincoln said again, we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution. Right on. Democratic Judge Elizabeth E. Coker provides a perfect example of why people no longer trust government. Well, at least people who do not rely on government for their food, fuel, rent, personal living instructions, and all that mess. So you see, friends, Coker has badly damaged the justice system by cheating and sending text messages to prosecutors, giving them guidance on what to say and ask to win their cases. Listen to what I just said. State District Judge Elizabeth Coker, who again sits on the bench over Trinity, Polk, and San Jacinto counties, has resigned under fire in a texting controversy, according to a voluntary agreement with the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. She resigned, friends. It stems from complaints and media stories alleging that Coker had engaged in improper ex parte text communications with Polk County Assistant District Attorney Casey Jones while Judge Coker presided over a criminal trial in August of 2012. Folks, what comes to my aid right now is in the book of Amos, one of the transgressions committed by the people towards the Lord, and of course towards the people, and the reason the Lord is bringing forth judgment unto establish and to establish righteousness, Psalm 98, I'm back over to Amos as well. It's interesting that he said they've turned righteousness into wormwood. They've sold justice. In other words, what I'm talking about right now in this particular case is we can see that State District Judge Elizabeth Coker, known as a Democrat, the article states, she was selling justice. Not only was she selling it, but she was also guiding the prosecutor as to how to win the case step by step. The complaints over Judge Coker state the commission commenced on an investigation into allegations that Judge Coker used Assistant District Attorney Jones to privately communicate information about the case to suggest questions for the prosecutor to ask during the trial, among other issues. Isn't it interesting that, again, let's divide just for a moment, just to prove my point. You know, we're told about the left and the right all the time. Why is it that when the left gets busted, America, are they allegations? But when it's the right, hey, the case is closed, sealed, done. He's guilty as H-E double hockey sticks without asking one question. Wait a second, isn't that what they did to the Christ? Yep. Isn't it interesting, bringing about the correlation, when Jesus Christ was crucified, isn't it interesting that when Pontius Pilate, who tried to play the innocent arbiter in between the Pharisees and the Christ by washing his hands, isn't it interesting that they, during the release, wanted a murderer named Barabbas rather than the Christ? They wanted Christ crucified, the truth crucified, but they wanted Barabbas, the murderer and insurrection, to be released upon the people. Why? Because they were committing the very act themselves. And here we have allegations. Just making a point, friends, just running down a bunny trail here. Isn't it interesting when the left, as you call it, America, commits a crime, it's allegations, but when the right does it, the case is closed. Guilty as hell, literally. Nothing new under the sun, friends. See, these are the same people that are bringing forth, instead of bringing forth light, they're turning light into darkness. They're turning good into evil. They're attempting to put bitter for sweet, and so on and so forth.
It's Isaiah 5. Backwards.
In every sense of the word, yep. Isaiah 59. And we read these cases. Now, I want you to listen to the rest of this. This is this state district judge, Elizabeth Coker, who was busted leading a prosecutor along via text and emails to bring forth a victory concerning this prosecutor. During these complaints, the commission commenced an investigation into allegations that Judge Coker used Assistant District Attorney Jones to privately communicate information about the case to suggest questions for the prosecutor to ask during the trial, among other issues. The agreement also said the commission looked into their complaints that Coker allegedly engaged in other improper communications and meeting with Jones, other members of the Polk County Prosecutor's Office, the San Jacinto County District Attorney, and certain defense attorneys. Friends, they didn't care about justice. They cared about who was going to win the case so they could get paid off. The agreement goes on to say the parties agree that the allegations of judicial misconduct, if found to be true, could rest or result in disciplinary action against Judge Coker. Friends, listen carefully. Disciplinary action against those that have been busted, that serve we the people, that preside as judges over the people. How many people are in jail today because of this corrupt judge? How many people have been found guilty when in fact they were innocent because of this corrupt judge? Because of a payoff? Doesn't Scripture tell us that we're not to wrest judgment? That means not to pervert justice or judgment. And they're talking about disciplinary action? No. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If there is someone sitting in jail right now because of what she's been busted doing, then you know what? She needs to go to jail. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, wound for a wound, blow for a blow. And Scripture also tells us that our Heavenly Father teaches us through the reference of His will and His law and His government that we are to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. This judge has no business whatsoever presiding over any case. She cannot even govern herself. Again, I ask you the question, how many people are sitting in jail right now because of this corrupt judge? These people turn righteousness into wormwood. And here comes the prophet Amos saying, okay, this is what's coming, man. This is what's coming, man. This is what's coming, man. Because you wanted to go ahead and try it your way, then you can eat the fruit of your own ways. But friends, let me ask you this. We the people are put into a position where we're to stand up for our brother that has been wrongfully charged because of these corrupt judges. Isn't that love? Yes, it is love. Again, listen to what Abe Lincoln said. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution. Hey, friends, you know what? If she's sorry, the only reason this self-proclaimed judge is sorry, she's sorry she's been caught. These people, they get popped over and over. How many politicians have been called out for their crimes against we the people? As a matter of fact, on a weekly, monthly basis. And we see they're still getting paid.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. They don't go to jail. But I'll tell you what, friends, you do it. See ya.
That's
wouldn't
exactly
want to be
right.
Ya. Folks, and just keep in mind, these are the people that work for you. This judge should be in prison, to say the least. No question about it. Hands down. Common sense. And everybody that is in jail or have been jailed wrongfully, they need to be set free. And real justice needs to be pronounced upon this corrupt judge.
And how much more is she accountable being a judge? When you are in a higher level of leadership in a position like that, in a higher level of authority, you are that much more accountable because you know justice and judgment. That's what you're supposed to be educated in.
What a terrible,
I mean, when you say judgment turned backwards, this is absolutely turned backwards.
The Lord said, when you know to do right and you do it not, unto you it is sin. I'm going to come back and I'm going to read a couple comments concerning this article where this judge was busted, leading the prosecutor on as to how to win the case line upon line, precept upon precept. Hey, by the way, friends, truth was completely eradicated. That wasn't the care here. The gift was, and the winning of the case was. Who cares about the people? That's not our position. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick here, friends, talking about the judge in Texas who was busted for leading the prosecutor along line upon line, precept upon precept, as to how she could win the case. Didn't care about the innocent. It didn't care about the law. Didn't care about the right and the wrongs. Didn't care about the violations. Didn't care about the person that was innocent or guilty. Didn't care. It was just about the gift. Here's one of the responses. Poor Richard's news ads said, "Honestly, I feel that Coker, this corrupt judge, is getting off far too lightly. Her actions may have caused innocent people to end up in prison. She should face criminal charges for such a grave violation of the law." Well, she can.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to bring that forth. Her resignation also opens the door for a flurry of retrials for anybody convicted in her court sessions. Amen. Good for those innocent people that are involved. By trying to illegally secure convictions, Coker opened a Pandora's box, and now the state of Texas will have massive legal knots to untangle. Good, that's their responsibility, but it's a good thing. See, friends, you need to understand that it's the mercy of God that these heirs are brought forth, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be known. And you need to understand that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. We also need to understand that the law is perpetual in the things of the Spirit. That's why the wrong, or the sin, or the corruption, or the transgression of God's laws are brought to the light constantly. That is a mercy to the people, because once these things are brought to the light, the Lord looks at the people and says, okay, mean, now it's your responsibility to bring about judgment concerning those crimes that have been brought to the light, that I brought forth to the light. Now you know what to do. Now he stands back and says, what are you going
to
do about
it? That's right. The Lord's mercy brings these things to the light, and what we do with it is our responsibility. We can't say, well, Lord, we never knew. You never showed us. There was never the fruit on the tree. And that goes to all forms of corruption that we're seeing in our government and our nation today. It's been brought to the light. On a daily basis, yes. We see new things of corruptness going, taking place from here and there, all the way from government, all the way on down. We can't say, well, we never knew. No, the problem is we know, but yet so many people choose to do nothing about it.
Let me put it to the people, and then I'll give it over to you, okay? Psalm 94:20 says, shall the throne of iniquity, lawlessness, have fellowship with you? That's what the Lord is asking you. Shall the throne of lawlessness, iniquity, tyranny, have fellowship with you? Which frameth mischief by a law. Friends, it's not law what these people do. It's not even policy. It's straight corruption. Don't you remember what Senator John Glenn said, friends? He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, the laws of our constitutional republic, he said we couldn't pass most of the laws that we enact around here. He's telling himself. He is literally telling himself and the people that are listening to him as to who he is and what he's about. He is telling on himself in the process. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. When the Lord shows this kind of mercy, the people must respond. And the Lord is saying, shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you? Are you going to allow it? Which frameth mischief by a law? It is not law. That's why it bothers me, by the way, case in point, when people say that, you know, what Hitler did was totally legal. No, it was not legal in any sense of the word. It wasn't legal unless it was a law unto himself. If Hitler was God, which he did think he was a demigod, well, then you would be right. But you know what? During the proceedings of the Nuremberg trials in May of 1945, keep in mind the first thing that was said was the laws of God and the laws of man were broken. Folks, what's going on today? This judge does not have a right to break the law. Let me say it that way. And the government does not have a right to corrupt our laws in any sense of the word. But the people do have an obligation to stand up and right the wrongs. And let me tell you something, friends. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. So stand up and do it.
Well, the thing is, man's law should conform to God's law.
William Blackstone
said that. Just like with our Constitution,
yes.
Anything repugnant to these, you know, this Constitution is null and void. So people can make whatever kind of laws they want to make up on their own that they want to. If it does not go along with the Constitution of the United States, then it's null and void.
Amen.
Those were our directives that we were given. So anything that comes against that Constitution, we can say, sorry, that's not a part of the program here, because we are governed by law, not by the swaying masses of the people, which change from year to year, century to century, day to day. We are governed by principle. That's what makes America great.
We're governed by law and God. That's right.
Not men. Not men that change. Not men that
I want to make real clear, though, it's not the masses. This is the state-run media trying to get the masses to believe that it's the masses, when in fact it's not the masses. It's the way minority. But
that's
next
a
point.
That's a good point. That is a great point. Well, I just want to finish up a little bit here about what we had some comments at the very beginning of the show. Speaking of love and telling people the truth, which is what the Sons of Liberty is doing. This is a comment that we had from Rose. Rose said this: love the Sons of Liberty and all who are spreading the truth from God's word and truth about what is truly happening in America today. They are not afraid to speak the truth, even though the Dems, the communists, the godless try to stifle it. America's only real hope is in the Lord. Amen. And then she quotes that scripture that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and here's the key point, turn from their wicked ways,
amen,
then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. See, the operative word there is turn. True repentance is making that turn, never do the same thing again. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14.
I want people to understand, too, that during the Revolutionary War, Abigail Adams, wife to John Adams, the second president of the United States, believed that the Revolutionary War was because of slavery, not abortion. Not abortion. People also believed during the Civil War that the Civil War between brother and brother, the North against the South, was because of the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, friends, we're not talking about slavery. We're talking about straight-up murder. And you might want to do a little biblical homework and find out Manasseh didn't get away with it, and neither is America. You're not going to get away from the fact that you've allowed 57 million babies to be aborted. God is not an unjust judge. He's a merciful God. Yes, indeed, he is. But you know what? It's also a part of his mercy to stand up on the behalf of those unborn babies that are not being protected anymore by bringing forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked to establish righteousness on their behalf. Praise God, somebody did it for us, and rest assured God will do it for them. If the American people won't do it, God will do it, and they're going to wish that they had did it the way the Lord told them to do it at the first, not at the last.
And speaking of babies, even the Declaration of Independence, it states, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, going back to slavery, but now going into this, that they are all endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And remember, like we just said, all laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void.
Amen.
Just going along with what you said there. And finally, we had a great comment from Gerald, who said, keep up the good fight, folks. And we are fighting a fight of faith every day here on the Sons of Liberty. It's an uphill battle. It's not a life of ease and just do whatever you want to do. Like we talked about before, if the Christian walk was not going to be a fight, why did God tell you to put on the full armor of God? Because you have to constantly be struggling and warring every day to fight that good fight of faith, because the majority of people will want to go down the broad path. We're going down the straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
You know, I was just reading the book of Ephesians the other day, and it was interesting to note how many times Paul actually was preaching out of prison. He would refer to fellow soldiers, fellow laborers, soldiers of the, you know, so on and so forth. Bearers of the cross is really what it comes down to. But anyways, are you good, Pretty Little Princess?
I am good.
Okay, really quick, friends. I want to kick this out today, and I want to kick it out again tomorrow. I want you to understand that if you're a Christian, even if you're not a Christian, I want you to understand what Halloween is all about, because tomorrow is Halloween. Halloween's origin dated back to ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, and the Celts who lived 2,000 years ago in the area is now Ireland. The United Kingdom and Northern France celebrated their new year on November 1st, and this day marked the end of the summer and the harvest and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. That's why when you go to these costume shops, what does it symbolize? Human death. Why? Fear. Why? Why is it constantly death and fear and, you know, it's really over the top because it stands contrary to the Word of God. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. So why do we want to magnify death when Christ came to bring us life and life more abundantly, John 10? You got to ask yourself that question, because everything the enemy does, he's always there to counterfeit what God is. Okay? Let me go on here. So the Celts believed that on a night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. So on the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to earth. To commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires, where the people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. Rest assured, friends, human sacrifice is a part of all of this. I'm from the state of Minnesota. I have an investigator friend that is an investigator in the city of Anoka, which is also Anoka County. And friends, I'm telling you what, it is alive and well. And don't look at it like this is a puppy to be played with. I want to tell you what, it's got fangs and it's not a joke. But during the celebration, the Celts wore costumes typically consisting of animal heads and skin, and attempted to tell each other their fortunes. In other words, when you say trick or treat, you're knocking on their door saying, give me something that belongs to you, or else we're here to curse you. Folks, I'll talk to you in 23 hours. I'll talk to you in 23 hours. See you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last. to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.